healthcare one American at a time.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
Seems too early, doesn't it?
Corn for popping.
For that song, but yep, it was too early for the snow. It's Halloween! It's not supposed to snow on Halloween, but it's no trick. It's going to be a dark one in some of those nooks and crannies we always talk about in the Northeast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, if you lived in New England, imagine the snow that could have fallen in your small town. 30 inches fell in some parts. No joke. Did any weather people predict that kind of snow already? Check out these totals. Joffrey, New Hampshire, 31.4 inches. Mount Monadnock, which I hope I'm saying right, is the hot spot there. The summit is supposed to be really cool. Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau both climbed the summit. Certainly not when it was snowing. It's a town of about 5,500 people. They had the worst snow, 31.4 inches. Disastrous, by the way, when it came to power. More than 800,000 power customers without electricity. We have so many affiliates in Connecticut. I don't know if you can hear me. Shattering the record set just 2 months ago by Tropical Storm Irene. They had power outages, not just in Connecticut. Massachusetts had 600,000 people without power, homes anyway. So did New Jersey. You're going to love this, including Governor Chris Christie's house. You had Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, New York, Maine, Maryland, Vermont, all without power. Connecticut really took the brunt of it, though, when it came to the electric grid. Governor Malloy on the outages.
This is the largest number of power outages that we have ever experienced.
Yeah, darn right, almost a million. And remember, the hurricane was bad in that area. So imagine, just think for a second, electricity problems, big-time snow in some of these small towns in the Northeast. How about people traveling? Yeah, about 50 or so passengers on an Amtrak train. Going to Boston, stranded for, ready for this, 13 hours overnight. Why? A rock slide blocked the tracks. The rock slide caused by the snow. So they had to get the people off the train. They had to bus them to where they were going on Sunday, before noon on Sunday. Amtrak was just whipped by this. Providence, Boston, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Philly, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I mean, I've ridden these railroads, and they're great when it's smooth. When Mother Nature isn't jacking with your world, it is smooth. New Jersey Transit, the best. The Metro North Railroad, the best. They had to suspend service, right, on all these lines into New York City on Sunday. So you had roads, rails, airlines were knocked out, passengers on a JetBlue flight. Check this out. I thought we were done with this stuff. Stuck on a plane in Hartford for more than 7 hours. So think about that. What happens when you're stuck on the plane? No food, toilets don't work, tempers flare, it's a mess. You got no water, you just want to get off of the plane. And these passengers were on this flight which left Fort Lauderdale, that airport there. They were grounded for 7 hours. 7 hours. Oh, that would be my nightmare. 10 a.m. That's where they were headed. Boom. They were headed for Newark. Then they were diverted to Bradley Airport. And so you even had a paraplegic on the flight that had a serious medical issue, and they didn't, nothing. Finally, you had firemen who took the people off the plane on a ladder. Here's how frustrated even the pilot was at one point. Check it out.
Look, you know, we can't seem to get any help from our own company. I apologize for this, but is there any way you can get a tug and a tow bar out here to us and get us towed somewhere to a gate or something? I don't care. Take us anywhere. My priority right now is a tug and a tow bar. You just give me a welding shop, I'll be willing to make one myself.
Yes, we're 504 Ground, go ahead.
Hey, listen, man, I just want to put my 2 cents worth in for whatever it's worth. Thank you very much. It's Captain Thompson over here at, on 504. Just thank you very much for helping us out because I think we got more help from you guys than our own people.
All right, Captain Thompson, I love it. He said it like it was. They're not going to be happy with him at JetBlue. But he was right. He said, I'll weld it myself. This is ridiculous. That was supposed to be the thing, that passengers had rights and you weren't going to be stuck in these situations. I mean, of course, October is so rare to see that kind of snow in New York, in New Jersey, in some of those areas. A little bit further north, maybe a different story. But still, even then, usually you're dipping into November at that point. In Central Park, they started keeping the records for snowfall, you know. They've done it for about 135 years. So this is just the fourth October day in that entire time that there's been a measurable snowfall. Not everybody was stranded by the snow. I mean, kids like it because then you can go sledding, right? And if you ski and you own a ski resort especially, you got to love this because you're not working with man-made snow. Killington. In Vermont, WVMT, our fine affiliate up in that direction, we may have some skiers listening. Killington's a great place to actually ski. So they got a run open, run or two open. Mount Snow, they open early, too. They get to open a trail over the weekend. Maine has the Sunday River Ski Resort. That is also open for the weekend. So not everybody was thinking it was awful. But, boy, it stranded a lot of people who were traveling. And when you make plans in the dead of winter and you're going through Chicago and you're going through parts of the Northeast, you know there is a chance, what if we have a freak storm? St. Louis is the worst. Fog, thunderstorms, snowfall, that kind of stuff. So that's Midwest, just like Chicago. But also in the Northeast, you have places where you know it might be a little bit risky. And you definitely want to do nonstop. But these people who were on these planes, especially JetBlue, after everything that's happened in the past, they certainly were not thinking they were going to get stuck. So what does that ultimately mean with all these power outages? They're talking about days before they can get the power up, because that's the other part of the equation. It's not just some neighborhood that was knocked out. It's so many people affected by this. You got people working around the clock at these various power companies, but they can only go so fast. They can only hit so many blocks at a time with power lines down, with just complete grid knocked off the grid, fixing it, going through and looking what the problem is, because it's not straight across the board, a linear thing, let's say. So it probably will take some time to get all that power up and rolling again. To get juiced. Another reason why you have to be emergency prepared, because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. All right, coming up on the flip side, the weather isn't the only thing that's scary. How about the people in D.C. in honor of Halloween? Who makes your scary list? I'll tell you mine next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you had a brush with this scary weather, give us a jingle here on ATN as we kick off the week. Sam in Connecticut, Mark in New York, how are you guys faring? Ken in Connecticut, Chris in Connecticut, 800-259-5791. Those are the numbers to jingle, 800-259-5791. I'm going to get to my scary Halloween, in honor of Halloween, list people in Washington or people who want to be in Washington in just a second. But as far as Philly was concerned, I talked to my mother, my family's from there, and she said at the Jersey Shore they had terrible floods. Wildwood Crest, Cape May, New Jersey. I know sometimes people call the show from that area. And she said you knew that it was pretty nasty when there were pumpkins. She saw pumpkins floating down the middle of the street. It was that deep, and they had washed off of people's porches. So there's an avenue called New Jersey Avenue, and they were floating down the middle of that street, a long, 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 long street. But the people in South Jersey, while they were dealing with flooding, people in other parts were still digging out. And, of course, I just mentioned some of the highlights or lowlights, people being stuck on a JetBlue flight, people stuck on an Amtrak train, others who couldn't get from point A to point B because suddenly there was snow, not what they were expecting. Lots of people go into the cities through any of those metro lines, and I'm sure some people couldn't get to their jobs because we don't work in that 8-to-5 world, remember, anymore, Monday through Friday. All right, let's go to my scary list, and you can throw in yours. So today, unfortunately, Herman Cain makes my scary list, and the reason why is because this is what happens when you run for office. Nobody is squeaky clean. I really don't think anyone is ever squeaky clean. They're going to dig something up about you. When I say they, Democratic Party, others who want to see you fall from your own party, people who don't want to see you, get the presidential nod. There are a lot of different people that could come at you, but particularly those who have the most to gain if you should fall. That's politics. There are people that get paid a lot of money to dig into people's backgrounds. So Herman Cain is leading a lot of the polls. In fact, the latest Iowa poll that came out, the straw poll, he was on top of it again. Now he is also, it's known to the world now, that he was the subject of complaints of what they call inappropriate behavior of sexual harassment type nature by two women who worked for him at the National Restaurant Association. This was during the 90s. Politico busted this story open, and they say the complaints were resolved privately with cash. They were given cash to shut up in the five figures. Both got five figures. And he was the head of that group from 96 to 1999. They dug a little, you know, as deep as they could get and found that the women complained of sexually suggestive behavior by Cain that made them upset and uncomfortable. And there was allegations that different incidents that were filled with innuendo or personal questions, physical gestures that made the women uncomfortable, wasn't professional, that kind of stuff. So they signed agreements. That's why I don't know that this is ever coming out, because they signed agreements with the restaurant group that gave them the payouts to leave the association. And they got separate packages that for that kind of loot that I just said. Cain has been married, of course. He talks about his wife a lot for 43 years. And he told one of his staffers about the possibility of sexual harassment claims that could surface. He said it was a case where he fired an employee in the 90s, and the woman said, oh, I've been, you know, harassed. And he now is saying, you know, basically he's familiar with the charges. That's it. His campaign won't respond directly to whether he faced those harassment allegations or what. And the chair, vice chair, and immediate past president of the National Restaurant Association Board of Directors that were there at the time when he was the guy from 96 to 99 said that they hadn't heard of any complaints. So that's interesting. And they tried to apparently talk to him, and he's not saying anything about it. So they've been digging into this now for a couple of weeks, and they said it was settled, and, you know, that it's more about people are trying to take his legs out, you know, than anything else. And he was the head of the trade group. He left as, you know, the job as the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. That's when he took it after he had done that. And he doesn't talk much about it. So you know what the Restaurant Association is. It sounds vague, huh? They represent about 150,000 food establishments, franchises, whatever. They have 115 employees or so, and a government affairs budget of, check this out, ready, $20 million. But they're not, I mean, that's a lot of money, $20 million, but they're not the top lobbyist, but they're one lobbying organization. And when he came in, he beefed it up. He took more lobbyists in, took an active role in it, blah, 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 because that's what Cain does. He's the business guy, so he got in there and said, we need more structure here, we need more power, we need more teeth in this, and that was it. So he does make the scary list, because now does that plant doubts? Does that plant doubts in any of your minds, or do you think it's just a witch hunt playing on the Halloween theme? Either way, he has to make the list, because now this plants the seed, at least for more information maybe to come out, clear it up a little bit more, flush it out. Who knows? I don't know if it will or not. I guarantee there are people looking for those women. So he's on the list. Also making my list is Attorney General Eric Holder. This is an old thing. I've talked about Holder for a long time. So if you've ever listened to my show, you're not surprised by this. And I think the reason, more than anything for me, about Holder is that I don't believe what he's saying. If it's convenient, he says it. If it's not convenient, he says something else and then says something else after that. I don't like flip-flopping. If I don't agree with the opinion, or I don't agree with what they're pursuing or he's pursuing in his role, that's fine. But at least it's his truth and it's out there and let it stand. But with Holder, I think Fast and Furious is a problem, even though I think this gets buried. It's a problem because he's definitely on tape saying one thing. There's definitely memos attached to it. That doesn't make any sense to me. How does it not go all the way up the flagpole? Doesn't make any sense. Oh, we're doing this gun running operation, and yeah, we're going to track these guns, how they're getting to the Mexican cartel and where they're going. Oops, it blew up in our face, but I knew nothing about it. Sorry. And that's just one thing. We could talk about Gitmo and then all the nonsense we're going to try. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his pals in New York, that becomes a big story. Then that gets thrown out. We're looking for prisons. Then that gets tossed out on second thought. The whole waterboarding thing, how that was handled, the CIA problems, how that's been handled. And I say problems because too many people in the CIA who were valuable were exposed as a result, I think, of Holder and feeling like, jumpy, I don't want this job anymore. Tim Geithner, same thing. Got a lot of cronies on Wall Street, and I don't see where his experience is really paying off for the administration. So should he be the Secretary of the Treasury? No. Janet Napolitano, obvious. Has she done a lot for Homeland Security? It's a wash. It's a wash or negative because of the things that have happened with the TSA, certainly, and some other ridiculous things and some dealings with Mexico. And the list is pretty long. But those two are obviously on my list. Here's another one. It's not all Democrats or Democratic-appointed people that I'm picking on, if you notice. Equal opportunity. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. I liked John Boehner. I like the fact that he doesn't care if you see him cry, that he talks about his family, that he used to be a Democrat, didn't like what was going on, switched parties, and seemed to really toe the line, when I say toe the line, of his ideals until it wasn't convenient. And then when it wasn't convenient, he switched and went in a different direction. And I'm talking about the deficit, the budget, not having the government shut down, that story, and then who knows what other things are sitting there in his Pandora's box. So he makes the very tail end of my scary list, but I don't like the fact that he really went down the right road, then took a hard left turn, and then tried to come back again. So one thing to work in the spirit of cooperation, then just own it. Just say, listen, I don't agree with the Tea Party. I know that a lot of people got elected through the Tea Party. I don't agree with this one particular stance. I got to cut a deal. This is what I do. I'm the Speaker of the House. You don't like it. I'm so sorry, but this is what I have to do. He didn't do that and then surprised everybody and caved in at the last second. So that's my list. You might have a different one. 800-259-5791. Coming up, more on who scares you in D.C. and other weather woes.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to America Tonight. And you know, in the spirit of Halloween, I said if you have a scary list in Washington or politically, who makes that list? And I gave you a handful of mine, and I included Herman Cain because we don't know if it's a witch hunt with this deal about the inappropriate behavior with these women who got the five-figure payout, or if there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, there's some truth to it. Because once you get to the top, that's what happens, no matter what. Things can be exaggerated. They can try to take out your legs, and I'll clarify they. Democrats, people who want to see you fall on the Republican side, and just people who don't want to see you get to the top. They don't want to see that you've won yet another poll or you're looking like you're going to be in there at the end. And that goes for anyone in politics. It goes for the Clintons. It goes for Obama. It goes for anybody in politics where some of it's true. So it's half-truths, innuendos, and cover-ups and lies. I mean, it's a combination. You know, it's a poo-poo platter, as they say at a certain restaurant when you order it. Some of it's crap and some of it's dead on. And then it's a question of nailing down what's real and what would make you say, oh, I wouldn't vote for this guy, and what's all nonsense and isn't true. So for that reason, he certainly makes a scary list because there's a chance it really could be true or it could just be a bunch of noise. Certainly we'll see as more caucuses and primaries come up what happens with Kane. He's confronted some hostile crowds. He's certainly ticked off the Occupy people and they've easily come at him and others who don't agree with some of what he's had to say, particularly about all of those crowds that are in Chicago, in New York, in New Jersey. You know, pick a state, pick a suburb. You know where they are. They're all over the place. The biggest one being, of course, Wall Street, without a doubt. So, Jeffrey, quickly, I mean, must have just done it within the last few minutes, heard me talk about this list and shot me a note saying, can't call in. Joe Biden makes my list. Foot and mouth disease like no other. He's pretty scary, the fact that he's the VP. Don't you think the ticket should dump him, Kate? What if they tried to put Hillary Clinton on? Would that be a win-win? Oof. Well, first of all, here's the thing, Jeffrey. Hillary Clinton, she's done. She looks exhausted to me. I think after the Secretary of State run, that's it for Hillary Clinton. And VP, after she tried to get the presidential nod for the Democrats last time around and lost to Obama, I don't think so. She went from being the first lady, then she gets a Senate position, then she runs for president, gets knocked around a bunch, ends up dumping out of that because she's not the nominee, becomes the Secretary of State. I don't see her flowing back around to VP. I don't see her doing that. And I don't see them booting Joe Biden off the ticket. For goodness sake, some of the Democrats are saying, maybe Joe Biden will run next time. And I can hear the Republicans saying somewhere in the background, do it next time out if Obama should win. So there's a scary. Jeffrey says that Joe Biden makes a scary list. It sounds like Jeffrey's a Democrat and is saying, you know, Joe Biden, or maybe he's not, but he's saying Joe Biden on the as the VP again. Exactly. Bum, bum, bum. I say the same thing. All right, moving back to the weather for a second, because that's really, really scary, and I don't want to minimize that. In fact, most of the notes that I got in the email over the weekend had to do with the snowy situation. You got people sleeping. I mean, it's just a nightmare in the East Coast. You got people sleeping on cots, people trying to fly out of various airports, and they're stuck. Hartford's, you know, Bradley International Airport is like a refugee camp is how they describe it. You got about 4 million people or so in 5 states without power. That's how we started off the show telling you about that. You have 5 deaths in traffic accidents, and it's going to be an ugly Monday commute for some people. The snow pounded the Northeast, the mid-Atlantic states. People were waiting to get to their destination. They couldn't. JetBlue passengers are getting refunds and round-trip vouchers. Refunds, though. When you have to get somewhere and you're going to see someone or whatever the reason, whatever it is you're doing, I mean, at least you're getting something, but it does little to ease the pain of being stuck in that plane for all those hours. I mean, when you hear a pilot saying, just tow us, please, anyone, just get us to a gate. Why can't we get to a gate? How they don't understand that. It's like this Boston to New York flight was diverted to Connecticut, right? Because there was a problem on a runway at JFK, and the JetBlue plane didn't have enough fuel. They couldn't circle. So they land in Connecticut, and then it was one problem after another. So they're 9 hours sitting on the runway. No food, no water, and then this is what you hate. It's just like in politics, like I said. You're sitting there, you're on the plane, you know darn well you're stuck, you're SOL, that's it. You're toast, you're waiting, you just want to get off. So first they're told the plane was waiting to get refueled, then they're waiting for a gate, then they had to get behind another plane that had an emergency on board. And so it's just a series of twisted tales that never turn out to be true. The plane was snowed in, and it couldn't move. They had to get a truck to tow it to the gate. That's what the deal was. there weren't a lot of options there, I guess. So then you have people that get dumped out and they have to wait to get a boarding pass to get on another flight, which means you are ultimately, I don't know, in the fetal position on the floor or in a chair stuffed in one of those plastic chairs. Because for goodness sake, I've been to that Hartford airport. It's fine, but it's not going to accommodate all those people. You're going to be on the floor. And the good thing is when people are stranded and everybody's in the same boat, that's when you share. That's when people that have chargers at work and laptops and everything, that's when people start to share, and I'm sure that's what happened there. You know, and anybody in the airport, what are they going to do? I mean, they're going to try to accommodate the people, but JetBlue, once again, is in the thick of this. And all they say is they release a statement, and they say that 17 flights were diverted on Saturday because of what they call, I love this word, confluence of events, infrastructure issues in Newark, in JFK, in those airports. 6 of flights were diverted to Hartford. We worked with the airport. We tried to do what we could do, but our flights were 6 of the 23 diversions into Hartford, and that was the problem. Bradley Airport, that's not really their deal. They have all those giant planes diverted there, so then you've got power outages they're dealing with. You got to refuel. I mean, that's certainly, I can give them their excuses. I know exactly what happened there. So I guess, you know, you get the refund, you get a voucher for the same amount as a round-trip fare, and that's it. And you just try not to use it when there might be some nasty weather. Of course, there are a lot of different kind of things that can happen. Mother Nature is cruel. And if your number's up and that's what happens, and there's some terrible storm, there is a chance that you might have to just deal with it, that you're going to have to deal with it. And it just brings home the need to have things with you, stupid things. I mean, like, bring on water. Bring on a giant thing of water if you can. Bring on some food if you can. You can do that when you're at the airport, unless, of course, you can't get anything at the airport because they won't let you go through when you're checking in. Now, the people on the train, same thing. I mean, imagine, I don't think I'd like to be stuck on the train for 13 hours either. First of all, you're stuck blocked tracks in a remote area. So same thing. You're going to be hearing, oh, we're trying to have this happen, and you're just stuck. You're waiting, ultimately, for a bus. The bus doesn't come. Your train stops about, picture this, you're on a train. It stops at about 10 o'clock. Who knows what kind of excuses they're rolling out? Unless they just tell you the truth and say, we're stuck with a rock slide, and who knows when they're going to come get us. They'll get us, but we don't know. So that happens at 10 o'clock at night on Saturday. They send a bus eventually to pick up the passengers. It doesn't get there until 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Well, of course, why would the buses take so long? Because the weather. They couldn't get through either. So the good news here is the passengers on the train, at least, had food and beverages and toilets. And they didn't lose heat or electricity. So if you had a book, if you had magazines, if you had a laptop, you were okay. That's it. So how wild that this happened on Halloween. Heaps of wet snow on trees, down power lines, Interstate 95. Many of you listening to me are familiar with it. And it was deadly in Philly. Black ice is a terrible thing. I think that's the scariest thing. I could deal, when I was driving back east, I could deal with snow. Many of you listening in the Midwest, you know what I'm talking about. In Kalamazoo, you get tons of snow. And you can drive, you know, Kathy and the rest of you, you can drive through that snow. But you get black ice, that is a different story. So they had 30 cars crashed because of that black ice. And 2 people, sadly, were killed. It's unusual. They're not expecting that they're going to run into this. And the weather just, boom, it just came on. And even though in the forecast they were saying, oh, we might have some light snow, but it's the kind that won't stick. Baloney, because in a lot of places it really stuck. When you're talking about 15.5 inches in West Milford, New Jersey, 12 inches in Harriman, New York, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, more than 9 inches of snow in less than one day. Yeah, that's a snowstorm. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk to an attorney who says, be careful if you wear a costume to work. that has naughty in it somewhere. Stay with us.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Halloween. Oh, it's so fun. It's got to be one of my favorite things to celebrate. I know what you're thinking. But here's the deal. I've worked for companies where they throw Halloween parties, you know, at the tail end of the day and people bringing candy or whatever. And then there's always a few people who dress up in something totally inappropriate. Totally. And that's all anyone's talking about. And you got to think about this when you work somewhere. And I was working for a music company then. And then, of course, in broadcasting, that happened too as well. In fact, in the one place, they actually sent, it was a young girl, she was an intern, they actually sent her home and she had dressed up like a stripper. You know, hey, the guys in the office were saying, what's the problem? I don't understand. But the HR person felt like, whoa, you need to just rethink that. You need to go home, change, come back. It's just not right for CBS. In fact, it was a CBS station. So I think people sometimes have a disconnect there, especially with Halloween, but a lot of other things too when it comes to where you're working and how that can go over. And then what are your legal rights should there be some blowback on it? Because actually there could be. So in the wings in our virtual green room, we have an attorney who specializes in employment, an employment attorney, Alicia Voltmer. We're going to let her put her latte down carefully. We have so many stains on that car from people just dropping it. Hey, Alicia, thanks for coming on ATN.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Halloween can be a dangerous thing, can it? Because there are companies that cut loose, sometimes the more button-down companies even, cut loose, and usually at the tail end of the day, but maybe not, people come in dressed up and they have parties. But do you have to, should you worry about that? Should it... Should you be able to think in your head, well, I want to dress like a desperate housewife slash stripper, or I want to, it could be a guy, too, I want to have tattoos all over the place and dress like whoever. Should you rethink costumes?
Always. Just because there's a party in the workplace doesn't mean that it ceases being your office, regardless of whether it's a party at the end of the day or perhaps they're giving out prizes for the best costume. You still have to exercise that good judgment because you're still in the workplace.
And if you, let's say, like I gave you the example, I gave the listeners that example where I was talking about the fact, and it was a true story, where I worked somewhere, and the people were a little more buttoned down, surprisingly, for radio, and the HR person sent the younger girl home. She was, you know, she was in college. Sent her home, said, you can sure come back and everything, but you can't be wearing that. And she did. She left, and she was left in a huff. She thought, that's ridiculous. I have my rights, you know, power to the people. And she said, no, this is a corporation.
Well, that's right. Even with the companies that you might think are a little more relaxed, whether it's a radio station or maybe it's a software company, we've all heard of some of those companies where people can come to work in shorts and T-shirts. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean that you can wear those risque or revealing costumes. And I give an example here. If your costume begins with, if you go to the store and buy one, and the first word in your costume is naughty, bad, or sexy, such as naughty nurse, bad kitty, sexy schoolgirl, it's probably going to be a little too much for the office.
Yeah.
And that goes for the men, too. This isn't just geared towards women. If you want to come to work as a superhero and you want to wear those spandex tights and decide you're not going to wear anything underneath them, that can also be an issue for you in the office, no matter how casual that place might be.
Yeah. Yeah, so be careful out there for Halloween. So we get beyond Halloween, and just in general, coming to work, and you said it, that was a good example, like Facebook and those kind of places, they do have more casual dress, flip-flops, shorts, T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. But when that's the policy and they say casual dress, do mm-hmm. you still have to be careful as an employee, right?
You do, because casual dress doesn't mean let all your discretion go to the wind. Those are the kinds of things that they probably wouldn't allow even with casual dress would be the Daisy Duke short shorts, midriff-bearing T-shirts, I'm trying to think, anything with see-through lace in it, fishnet stockings if you're perhaps in that realm. Business casual doesn't mean let it all hang out.
Does it ever, in your experience as an employment attorney, has this ever come up? Is this somebody just constantly dressing inappropriately or problems with something over the top? Has that ever come up?
It has. In fact, I had a case where there was a woman who worked in a dealership that sold paint for car companies. And this woman would come in and have fashion shows every afternoon. She had just had some work done up top, and she would come in and model these very low-cut shirts with very short skirts. And unfortunately, the men overreacted and were leering and staring, and once this woman was fired for performance, she turned around and sued, saying that she was sexually harassed based on the outfits that she was wearing.
Ooh. Did she win her case?
She did not win her case, and the reason that she didn't was that she was found to have invited the conduct. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a license to dress inappropriately at work, but in this particular instance, when she would dress inappropriately, she would ask the men to take a look and see how she looked up top and critique her on her chest, and that apparently did not go over well with the court system.
Yeah. In employment law, what are some of the big things that you've dealt with lately? Are there still a bunch of discrimination things happening? What's going on?
Discrimination actually remains really high, at an all-time high right now, and that includes retaliation cases. And particularly what we're seeing are discrimination cases based on age in the workforce and based on religion. So folks claiming, well, you're trying to get a younger workforce, you're trying to hire cheaper people, or... And this one's quite common. I am a Muslim American, or I am from somewhere in the Middle East, and you have fired me because of that factor. Those
Ooh.
Claims are up.
Ooh. So with companies, they have to really be up on this too, right?
They do. They do. Companies need to be culturally sensitive And they need to make sure they're training management to be culturally sensitive, because these kinds of cases can end up costing well over six figures if they actually go to trial.
Yeah. How about, this is always a big one. I've seen this happen in a couple instances. There's problems where somebody's going after the company for wages because they're saying that they were passed over for promotions, that, but yet they had the performance reviews and they had the credentials and there was some of the reason why they were passed over and they were discriminated against for whatever reason. Is that also something that you would tell employers to watch out for, however, be very clear cut on what, you know, what the performance bonuses are or how you go about when you're selecting someone to move up the ladder, et cetera?
Absolutely. Best practice is to put your policies in writing. If you've got promotional policies, make it very clear what those are based on, and also to let your employees know how they're doing. Give those performance reviews and don't sugarcoat them. If the employee's doing great, let them know. But if they have room to grow or needs for improvement, you need to let them know that as well. Because if your decision is based on a factor such as you're not as good an employee as the person next to you, then you can turn to those performance evaluations and say, I've been telling you this for 2 or 3 years. You've known about it. And that'll help the employer and it'll help protect the employer from any kinds of suits like that.
Yeah. Is there a particular area, like a particular business where things can get sticky, where you think they should really lay it out because there's some gray areas? You know, software companies are big now. Obviously, it's kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to the internet and social media. A lot of independent, smaller businesses are cropping up all over the place. So should they be particularly aware?
I think all companies should be particularly aware. And you know, different states have different laws and rules about what discrimination laws apply and how big you need to be. But it doesn't matter whether you're a software company or whether you're an industrial manufacturer. You've got to be aware of these issues, and you still have to train employees, and you still have to make sure that you keep abreast of what those employment laws are because they're ever-changing.
Yeah. How'd you get into this is your specialty. How'd you get into an employment attorney? In other words, there's so many forms of law out there, which I think yours is very interesting, by the way. But how did you zero in on this? I'm curious.
Employment law, in my opinion, happens to be one of the most interesting areas of law out there because you're dealing with an area that almost everyone knows something or about or has been involved in because most people you know have had a job at some point in their lives. And the things that happen in the workplace, some of the things would shock you. People still look at pornography. People still send pornography. People still have affairs in the office. There are all kinds of things that go on. Sometimes it can be a soap opera, but it's always interesting. There's always something happening, and the law is always changing.
I like that. It can be a soap opera, but it's always interesting. Boy, isn't that the truth. I think sometimes it's like with Facebook. I bet Facebook has been a new frontier for you, too.
Facebook has. You know, it's an interesting tool for attorneys. And for any listener who doesn't know this, if you've got a public Facebook profile or MySpace or Twitter account or anything that's publicly accessible, your next employer is probably going to be looking at that before they hire you. So if you've got those party pictures from Cantina or you've got beer bongs going down your throat, you might want to think twice about having those posted if you're applying for a new job.
Yes, yeah, good advice. Alicia Boltmore, will you come on again with us here on America Tonight?
I would love to.
All right, this was fun kicking around with you. Thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.